Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is the 2025 Watchers Quiz! I think it does land on Christmas Day, actually.
Awesome.
Because Christmas is a Thursday.
What are you saying? Aren't we sitting here on Christmas Day?
Oh, no, we are. This
now?
Is Christmas Day. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Get the crackers out.
Yeah. Tell me about it, anyone. This year we have Stephanie.
Yes, I am here.
And Gary.
Merry Christmas to you too.
And Dale.
Hello, everyone.
And Alison.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm just interested to see what people say. 20 questions, as usual, will alternate. There was no discussion about what team people were going to be on. You just sat at your favourite spot.
We just sat on a chair. Mm-hmm.
So Steph and Gary are
the
a team.
The music stopped, so we had to sit straight away.
That's right. No, well, Chris, Bing Crosby stopped.
No, Mariah,
sorry about that.
Yeah.
She's gone back into
she's
her.
She's been non-stop. And then at 8 o'clock this morning she stopped.
Yeah. Since October.
Where does she go when she can't sing it? Where does Mariah go outside of the Christmas season?
She goes on holidays.
She goes on Dream Lover.
God, it's a long time to go on holidays. We'll alternate the questions. I won't keep count. You won't either. It will just be a general vibe as to who we think went better.
Okay.
We've got lovely cups of tea brewed by Alison. And the quiz starts now. Stephanie and
I got the stress levels.
Who wrote Possum Magic?
Mem Fox. Yes.
I feel like primary school teacher has
yeah.
Illustrated by Julie Vivas or something. So
that was
my brain just went, I got this. No,
all right. You can step away from the microphone now. No, you too as well.
Me as well.
Because it's Gary.
It's not our turn.
Dale. Yeah, Gary. Now it's Dale and Alison's turn. Who were the cook and the chef in the TV show The Cook and the Chef?
Oh, Maggie Beers.
Yes, Maggie Beer and.
Oh, that's hard.
What's his name? Was it Simon?
Yes, Simon something.
He worked for Hilton.
Stop helping us.
Okay, so I can't give you the name. I'll just let give you random facts.
Are you saying you don't need help?
I also feel like I'm not contributing much.
I thought his name was David.
His name
so
is Simon.
I thought it was Adam.
It was Maggie and Simon.
Was Maggie and Simon. Very well done. His last name was Bryant, and I would never have gotten that. Okay. So well done.
No.
How many seasons of Scrubs were there?
Oh my gosh. No way more, I reckon.
You reckon?
What did you say?
I said, I know.
Oh.
Helpful.
Yeah, helpful.
Do you have them on DVD?
I used to. Yeah.
Mm. They're doing a reboot, aren't they? They're coming back.
Oh, really? But I'm not counting that.
Is it in the double digits?
Nuts.
Eight?
I'd go nine.
Nine?
I'd say nine.
Good
nine.
Work.
Good job.
It was nine.
You're amazing.
Way more. So it was nine.
I mean, I was thinking like 11, so I was kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it wasn't that many. But. No, I can't say that because the next question is how many episodes were in those nine seasons in total?
Oh, that's a bit mean.
And then do the math to add up how many.
This was back in the days when there were like at least 20 episodes per season, right? So.
Well, maybe not X-Files.
20 times nine. Should we go a round number, like 200 exactly? Did they finish on a round number? I don't know.
Oh, that's a good. That's a good idea.
I don't think it matters for them in terms of like monetary value, right? It just has to be over 100.
Yeah. But if they had nine seasons and at least 20 episodes each, that's 180. That feels a bit low.
It does feel a bit low.
Yeah.
Let's just say 200.
But it's only each season. Isn't that
the
question?
Each season. No. In total.
Sorry.
Total.
Yeah. Sorry.
How is this more difficult? Because we have to do maths.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really hard. You should get an extra point.
Multiplying at the same time. Yeah.
But there's caffeine in the teas. Therefore, you should be getting energy for your brains to think about this.
So around 240 or
200. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
There was 182, and the reasons because every season had a slightly different amount. 24, 22, 22, 25, 24, 22, 11, 19 and 13.
So during a writer's strike?
It must have been. I think it was.
Oh, I don't know.
So actually the 180 would have been close.
Yeah. By two. Mm. Very important question, you two.
I'm sure it is.
Well, serious face, yes.
Who were the goodies?
Tim Brooke Taylor. Graham.
Audie?
Yeah, Tim.
Tim Brooke Taylor. No, Tim Brooke Taylor was correct. You're mixing.
Bill.
Bill.
Odie.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry.
And Graham. Graham.
Norton. Good one. Going back a bit.
Do you know what? I'm picturing the credits in the font.
Yeah, that special font.
Graham.
Can you give me the first?
G. GG.
GG.
Which is what I'll say to you Gardner. If you win.
Yes! Oh my gosh! Yes!
That was well deserved. That was amazing.
Thanks. Technically, it was Garden. It was technically Garden, but you're very close. How do Americans pronounce Graham?
Graham.
Yep.
It's like a graham cracker.
Yeah, is a graham cracker a graham cracker?
Like, yes. They
what
don't.
What drives me crazy is how they pronounce Graham. Craig.
Me too. Me too.
Craig. It's not Craig.
It's Craig. Oh, Craig. He's my friend Craig.
What?
I remember listening to a podcast from America and they didn't know how to say Lachlan. They were like, and there's this name. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It was
Lachlan. Correct.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So Gremlins is actually.
Gremlins.
It's my favourite Christmas movie.
Yeah, it is. It's a Christmas movie. Yeah.
Because you've got Gizmo as a Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah. That's on the lines of Die Hard.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I do watch it every Christmas. Which one, Gremlins or Die Hard or both? Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
Followed by Predator for some reason, which is not a Christmas movie.
Interesting.
Yes. But Merry Christmas.
Well, the algorithm throws it at you.
Well, this is a tough one for anybody in this room.
Ooh.
What film won Best Picture in the 2025 Academy Awards?
Oh. Anora.
Yeah.
He got it for you.
Oh, I didn't realize it was my question. I actually thought it was theirs.
Oh, they were grand.
It's for anyone. So I just
Yeah. All right.
Good on you. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Teamwork.
I've just realized. Oh, no, you might know. I don't know. Which famous now Hollywood Aussie actress, this is for you too, and I'm pointing at Dale and Alison, went to Hunters Hill High? Clue? Oh. Do you need a clue?
Oh,
yes, please.
She was in Bridesmaids, Troy. 28 weeks later.
Rose Byrne.
Two hands, yeah. Rose Byrne. Yeah, Hunters Hill. Name one person. This was just in case you weren't in this team.
Okay.
Name one person from any Real Housewives series ever.
Would you like me to answer?
All I'm
No, you
say
do
is,
it, and then I'll just say yes or no. And I'll just answer.
My answer is the wife of someone who was in Silverchair.
Oh, yeah. That's Melbourne.
Yeah, name.
That's, no. That's
Steph, can you pronounce Melbourne correctly, please?
Melbourne.
That's better.
Yeah.
I don't know her name, but I just know that the wife of one of the Silverchair people was in one of them.
Okay, that was actually very impressive.
But do you need an actual name? I mean, I would pay that.
Well, because Steph is on this team getting this question, I'm now going to ask for 10 names.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, I'll give you one.
Lisa Vanderpump, Carl Richards.
Oh, my God, she's doing last names.
Camille Grammer. Okay, I'll just go. No, Emily Simpson, Heather Dubrow, Heather Gay. Yes, that is her name. Jen Shaw, who's in prison. I'd like to add these ones in to you. Oh my gosh, now I've gone. Sutton.
Is that a first or a last name?
That's a first name. Sutton, can't remember her last name. Garcelle, who was the female in Coming to America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't say who the co-host
Kathy Hilton.
Was.
There you go.
Wow.
And I did go all over the 50
You didn't
states.
Say Melissa Tacole.
Oh, no one listens to the, no, like one season of Housewives of Sydney. And
I
she lived on the Central
her.
Coast anyway, which
so she
we
wasn't
all,
part of
yeah,
it.
Didn't exist.
On Smith Court.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so anyone who lives in Sydney was like, you can't
That's
count
so
her.
No,
it
no.
doesn't work.
The Real Housewives of Newcastle just doesn't have the same
It doesn't.
Rent, does
it
no.
doesn't. Not when they're like battling with people from Double Bay and Point Piper. You know?
No. Not Melbourne, though. Good luck to Dale and Alison. The Real Housewives of Orange County was the first of a franchise. What year did it come out?
Oh, come on. Orange County, because that's LA. I mean, not LA, California.
Mm.
Probably about the same time as iPhones, though. That was around 2010. So I'm guessing around then.
I wouldn't have a clue, so I'm going to go with that.
So the iPhone came out in 2007. When you could have already been watching Real Housewives because it came out.
Well, really? Next year is their 20th season.
No.
Yeah.
2006.
Wow.
Okay.
They're the OGs.
They were before the iPhone.
They were before the, like, playoff from Desperate Housewives, you know, Terry Hatcher and all of that. Yeah, it came after that.
Hmm. Important question. I'm wondering if you can help me with it. What famous actor lent his voice to the Cyberpunk 2077 character Johnny Silverhand?
I don't know.
You're breathtaking, is what he said when he announced that he was in the
movie.
Yeah. Yeah, go on.
Keanu.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
It's Keanu.
I like a nice Christmas Keanu reference.
Merry Keanu to you. Okay, this is yours. Mm-hmm. It's like a Who Am I, but you have to tell me the name of the movie based on the synopsis. Okay. The 2005 Best Picture at the Academy Awards was about Frankie Dunn, who is a veteran LA boxing trainer who keeps almost everyone at arm's length, except for his old friend and associate, Jimmy Scrap Irons Dupress. When Maggie Fitzgerald, any ideas? Not yet?
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, nice.
Clean.
Yeah, that's right.
And Hillary Swank.
That's right. Scrap Iron was Morgan Freeman.
Yes, that's right.
I forgot.
I never saw that movie.
You probably won't by now, don't you reckon? Ship has sailed.
I don't really care.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Clint's in it, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But boxing, no.
Yeah.
Watch it on an aeroplane, I think.
Yeah, that's a good, good one.
I think I'd just rewatch Bugsy Malone. So you want to be a boxer?
I love Bugsy Malone.
But that's not the question. This is who am I?
Oh, sorry. I thought we'd been through that.
No. Born, this is yours. Born in Sydney. On the 19th of May 1972, this Aussie actor made their debut in the 1983 film Molly. Then other stuff happened, but it wasn't interesting to me. So we're going to switch to 1987. Start alongside Judy Davis.
It's isn't it Nicole?
No.
No, she was born in Hawaii.
Oh, was she? Yeah.
And Gillian Armstrong. High Tide. Gillian Armstrong's High Tide. Other films include Big Steel. This is going to be the one that gets you. Heartbreak Kid.
Big Steel. Oh, that's Claudia
Dating Carmen. The Ass.
Love her.
She's so good. Big Steel. Got a lot of time for Claudia. Cool.
That was Ben Mendelsohn.
Is that the one where they're in the supermarket, shopping center? There's one where she sleeps in a shopping center overnight, and that's, I loved it.
I just remember them, Standards of a Nation lines. I don't remember. I saw it once. Again, when I worked in the video store.
Name two of the main Saturday Night Live cast members who have played Hillary Clinton over the years in skits.
Oh.
Amy Pollard?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. What's the other one?
The one who does the Australian accent.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I watched her in a movie last night.
Oh. Kristen Wiig?
No,
I don't know.
No, but similar era.
Who
maybe
was
a little.
The woman that played in the Barbie movie, played the broken Barbie.
Yes.
What's her name?
That's it.
Yeah.
Kate.
Yes.
Oh, yep.
McKinnon.
McKinnon. Yeah, good job.
Good job.
Well done.
Good sleuthing. Yep.
In the 1986 film, The Adventures of Milo and Otis.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is the cat and which one is the dog? Wait, what? Whose name is who?
I think Milo is the dog. Otis is the dog. And Milo is definitely the cat.
Yeah.
I mean, you would call a cat Milo, wouldn't you?
Of course you would, because it's a
chocolate. Yeah, it's not, but yeah.
But the cat was a ginger cat, so yeah. I don't.
Otis is the name of in Garfield.
Yes.
True.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's cute.
Didn't watch that when it was in the video store.
Milo and Otis.
Well, in the family section.
Yeah, we went. We watched it once. It's really sad. I don't like animal movies.
Because
there's always a sad part. Yeah. Animals always die.
Animal movies are not popular in our world, but animal videos on Instagram.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That is why the internet exists.
Exactly. show me dogs trying to react to people doing magic where they suddenly disappear.
So yeah.
It's the best it's thing really you could
ever. They are so trusting.
I love it. I'm like a dog. I can't get enough of it. I'm like, oh, I'm fresh and funny. Very important. Very, very important. Mm. Who plays the Mandalorian in The Mandalorian?
Pedro Pascal.
Yes.
Well done, good job, Alison.
You knew halfway through the question and I was reading it fast. Oh, we've only got four left.
Oh, you need to answer. Tiebreaker.
Okay. Oh,
too
okay.
Quick.
Well, we don't know if
we need a tiebreaker. Oh, no, we don't know. We're so close. We're not.
But yeah. But yeah. Biting my nails.
I'll make one up.
So close.
Name the series. Orphaned at a tender age of 9. A prodigious introvert, Beth Harmon, discovers the masters of the game of a board game in the 1960s. But child stardom comes at a price. I had to take away.
What is she talking about?
Okay. Girl who's good at chess.
So
a girl who won at
girl
chess.
Girl good at chess. Female good at chess.
Oh, my God. Can we still play?
Yeah, take it.
It's the Queen's Gambit.
Exactly.
No.
How did that miss my orbit?
Really? It was really popular. Was Netflix, in what year?
Oh. It's a few years ago now. I want to say
2022?
3 or maybe even 4 years. Yeah, 22, I'd say. Maybe.
It was 2020. Really? It was a lockdown thing. Everybody was watching it at lockdown except for
those
two.
No, I didn't.
No.
No, I'm sorry. I read books.
I played Catan.
You're like, what board game? But you did Traders and Barbarians as well. It wasn't just the vanilla Catan.
That is true.
Do you notice we use the lingo then?
Mm. Expansion.
This is your last question for you guys. You get one more, don't worry. Who plays Katniss Everdeen?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Well done.
Yeah,
can you name one of Jamie Oliver's kids?
Have they got names similar to Elon Musk's kids?
No, the wife is Jules. Poppy.
It's Poppy. Yeah, well done.
High five. That's
Do you have another one?
Is there Honey?
Okay, I'm going to give you their full names. Yeah. Poppy Honey Rosie.
Oh, Poppy Honey Rosie is one.
That's one. Daisy Boo Pamela.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Milo. Petal Blossom Rainbow. This sounds like Steph, you would have named cats this.
I absolutely would have
when
named
you were
Petal,
eight.
It's like Petal Rainbow, Blossom stick Rainbow. Twigs or something, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I like it.
Buddy Bear Morris.
Buddy,
like that's pretty cute. That's
a good dog's name.
River, River Rocket Blue Dallas. One, six, two, three, four, five. But there's a lot more names.
Gordon Ramsay.
Did we get these names from ChatGPT?
Before it existed.
Ramsay didn't name after like Elon did.
Yeah. And they've also got options, right? So for most of them, they've got a name at the end that they could use, like Rosie, Pamela, Morris, Dallas. But unfortunately, Petal Blossom Rainbow, she's just
got cat name.
My Little Pony.
Yeah. It's really awkward.
She's like pink and sparkly.
Oh, who honestly, which team do you reckon won? I wasn't counting.
I thought we did okay.
We may have tied.
I mean, I named 10 in one question.
That was really funny.
We did okay.
Yeah.
Tie?
Yeah, definitely.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a happy new year.